Unit 79. Phyllis Wheatley became a famous poet when she was just 17. Born in Senegal, West Africa, in 1753, Phyllis was captured by slave traders as a young child. Brought to America, she became a servant to John Wheatley of Boston, whose last name she was given. The Wheatley family helped Phyllis develop her talent. They taught her to read and write, and they spurred her on when she began to write poetry. George Washington himself thanked Phyllis Wheatley in 1776 for this widely praised poem she wrote for him. "Proceed, great chief, with virtue on thy side. Thy every action let the goodness guide. A crown, a mansion, and a throne that shine. With gold unfading, Washington, be thine."